Thank you very much, and welcome back. Corn, not as well of a performance yesterday as soybeans, thanks to soybean oil. Randy Martinson on Farm Talk and Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group on AgriTalk.
You know, there's some concerns in a few areas, but nothing that's major. They're expecting conditions to show another improvement this afternoon, and that just kind of kept a little bit of a black cloud over that corn market. Everybody's expecting that, you know, the crop out of Brazil is going to be a record one, and it's going to be big. I mean, there's no question about it. It is going to be a record. But whether or not some of that comes into the export market is going to be questionable, as right now Brazil's saying that their exports are going to be down this year compared to last year because they're using it domestically as well. So that's kind of the hiccup that we're seeing, or the argument we're seeing in corn.
You know, we had corn and wheat down significantly, and the beans were up on the day. Meal was down significantly, but the bean oil, of course, took off on this on the EPA on the EPA proposed rules, and deservedly so. And so I think you could have looked for maybe more soybean rally, but the fact that I was able to post some green prices, I thought was pretty good considering what corn and wheat were doing. And the weather is looking better. You know, it's all of a sudden turned warmer here in Chicago anyway. I know it's been warmer away from the lakes, but and there's some showers around. So I think overall the weather is pretty benign, and that's a negative factor, of course. We're looking at new crop pricing, especially driving things forward from here. July is going to go into delivery here in another couple weeks, so we're going to be starting to shift a little bit more and more over to new crop, especially in the corn, maybe a little less so in the beans, but the beans are still facing some big exports from Brazil as well. So there's going to be increasing competition on all levels once we start moving into the fall.
Monday afternoon's crop progress condition report found North Dakota corn 64% good to excellent, Minnesota 75% good to excellent. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
94% of the U.S. corn crop emerged on June 15th, right on par with the five-year average, 2 points ahead of last year. Still looking very good overall. We see 72% of this 2025 U.S. corn crop rated good to excellent, just 5% very poor to poor. That represents a very slight improvement from last week's numbers when we were at 71% good to excellent. We also had 5% very poor to poor last week.
And regarding soybeans,
moving to soybean emergence, 84% of the crop on June 15th, the five-year emergence pace average is 83%. Last year we were at 80%. And those emergence numbers are certainly a little bit on the slow side in the east, but faster in the west, where Minnesota and South Dakota both more than 5 percentage points ahead of the respective five-year averages for emergence. Minnesota 94% versus 88% on average. Just like corn, soybean condition looking reasonably good, although slipping just a little bit in the last week. Nationally, we see 66% of the soybeans rated good to excellent, 7% very poor to poor. Both of those numbers are 2 points off of what we saw last week when we were looking at 68% good to excellent and just 5% very poor to poor, and a little below last year at this time when the soybeans were 70% good to excellent and 5% very poor to poor. Now, one of the areas dragging down that soybean condition just a little bit, the Mid-South and Arkansas actually leads the nation with 12% of the crop rated in very poor to poor condition.
How about the spring wheat crop?
The emergence for spring wheat, 89%, 3 points behind the five-year average, 5 points behind this time last year. The only two states that have not fully emerged at this point, Montana, 70% emerged there. Five-year average is 95%. North Dakota, 92% emerged, 4 points ahead of the five-year average. We have been dealing with drought in Montana. Just in the last week, we picked up much needed rain, but it was reasonably cool. So now we're seeing drought emergence delays now followed by some wet weather. Spring wheat headed 4% on June 15th, five-year average 6%, last year 4%. No heading yet in Minnesota, Montana, but all the way up to 39% headed out in Washington State, well ahead of the five-year average of 27%, where it's been warmer and drier. And our spring wheat condition slowly coming back from some early struggles as moisture has been improving in some of our production areas. 57% good to excellent, 9% very poor to poor. That's an improvement from last week's 53% good to excellent and 9% very poor to poor, but still way below last year's 76% good to excellent and 4% very poor to poor.
And there's this week's crop progress numbers. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking one more break.